Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, you will come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. You will also see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now tonight, my special guest is Allison Heath. She's known as a longevity rescuer. She hosts several popular video summits, Your Vibrant Health Secrets and the EMF Summit. She has over 25 years as an integrative health coach, and as a lifelong entrepreneur, she's worn many hats and founded 9 successful businesses in a variety of areas, including a theater company, computer software development, an art gallery, and a water sports operation in Cuba. She shares her journey and how you can find the culmination of all your talents and make your work into service, connection, and bliss. Now, here's what she says. The largest number of heart attacks occur on Monday morning when people have to return to jobs they hate, jobs that are sending them into a spiral of overwhelm and anxiety attacks. Employers think, how little can I pay this person before they quit? Employees wonder, how little can I do before I get fired? Those that go the extra mile find there's a cap on their earning potential. It's been said our greatest human need is affiliation. In a world of instant text messages and virtual friendships, we've lost our human connection. We plug on autopilot like robots earning just enough to survive. Now, what if you became the instrument of change and bucked that inhuman system? Today, we're going to look at ways to fan the flames of your burning desire. We'll look at the elements that can transmute your unpleasant daily survival into a beautiful life that brings tears of appreciation, awe, and fills you with bliss. Follow this one woman's accidental discovery of her labor of love. Learn proven strategies she shares with her team to fuel personal growth, affluence, teamwork, travel, and fun. Allison says she's putting the you back into fun, and life is too short for anything else. So with that said, I'd like to welcome Allison. Allison, how are you tonight?
I'm very well. Absolutely wonderful. Thank you. Thank you, David.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for joining me again. Allison has been on the show before, along with a colleague, Brenda Pierce. And we all are in a team situation, which is enabling us to profit from a burning desire. And I wonder if you would like to say anything at the outset, Allison, to get us started.
Well, I just love to welcome everybody that's listening, because what we're going to share with you, I believe, is truly a gift. It's a gift that you can apply to any area of your life for whatever you're doing. And it's true, you know, our greatest need is human affiliation. If we can couple that with creating our own economy in this day and age, ooh la la, it just has unlimited possibilities and potential.
Well, let's examine some of the ways that you are doing that now. And put forward some ideas for people that might be listening tonight for how they can do it for themselves.
It's all in the mindset, David. It's all in the mindset. It's in the attitude. And the funny part of it is that people think, you know, I could just wish. I could wish that things would be different. I could wish for something to change. But wishes aren't going to do it.
No.
And then they get, you know, idle curiosity. I wonder what things would be like if I did to try to change. You know, if I experimented with something. But idle curiosity isn't going to get your butt out of your seat and get you going. Hopes, you know, people think, you know, when you've lost all hope, you've lost everything. But hope isn't going to do it. It's a step up from wishing. It's a step up from idle curiosity. But it's not where you need to be. And then you come to burning desire. And what is it that makes a burning desire? For me, a burning desire is when you gather up a whole bunch of motives. And I have quite a few, which I'll share with you during this show. Things that, when we're talking about transmuting, well, what does transmuting mean? Do you know what transmuting means, David?
Well, I think I'd like to let you describe it because I might stumble a little bit, Allison, and I don't like to do that.
Okay. Transmuting means changing something. So when you take one metal alloy and you change it into another metal alloy, you're transmuting the chemical compounds and so on. So when you take a bad situation, and I once listened to Napoleon Hill, okay, talking about when he was a young boy, his mother had died and he was just with his father. He didn't have enough food to eat. He went out and he sat underneath a bridge. And he was sitting under that bridge, hungry, cold, and shivering. He was just a child. And as he was sitting there, he was thinking, I am riding this beautiful horseless carriage. And I'm heading, driving by this bridge. And I'm looking down at this spot. And I'm famous and I'm successful. And he just allowed himself to go into the imagining of this and feel it and smell it and taste it. And many, many years later, he was driving his Rolls Royce by that very spot, looking down. Now, it wasn't this mechanical horse that he had imagined in his imagining way back in the early days before there were even cars. It wasn't that, but it was this huge Rolls Royce. And he wondered, as he drove by, if that little boy had had an influence on where he was today, if that little boy's imagining had done that. And I really believe that it had. It had allowed him that he transmuted a horrible situation into its polar opposite. So for every single thing that happens in your life, by the law of polarity, there's a flip side of it. And it's finding that flip side and allowing your imagination to soar. We get that kicked out of us. We just get it just drilled out of us. Don't be a daydreamer. Be practical. Be real. Get into reality. You know, you can't dream these dreams. Dream big. Allow your imagination to soar. I listened to Abraham Hicks one time, and Abraham said, you know, it's as easy to create a castle as it is to create a button. It takes the same amount to do it. And I thought to myself, oh, my God. So anyway, we've got wishes, okay? Stepping up, we got idle curiosity. Stepping up, we get hopes. Stepping up, we get burning desire. But burning desire even has a higher state, and that's applied faith. Because you can have that burning desire until the cows come home, but if you're not going to take action, and applied faith means that it's faith with action. It's actual action that you're taking. You're taking action in a state of faith because you know that the universe has your back. You know that God is there cheering for you. You know that your non-physical part, the larger part of you, has everything sitting there waiting for you in escrow, just waiting to deliver every desire you've put out there. And so when you can do action without the fear, without the self-doubt, without the constantly going, oh my God, am I going to make it? Is this going to work and everything? Because every time you do that, you just yank the carpet out from underneath you. You just like, you go up two steps and then you fall down three. Every time you allow those doubts to start coming in. Instead, you just move forward with applied faith. You don't have to know how it's going to work or how it's going to get done. You just put yourself forward into that. So that is creating a positive attitude. It's really a positive attitude is so simple. It's having a definite purpose. Combine that with a burning desire. And that burning desire, if you've got enough motives behind it, it's going to become an obsession. It's just going to tear you right forward. You're going to be bulletproof. And then you combine that with applied faith. And that is going to give you the positive attitude. And I remember my soulmate. Well, before my soulmate, I had a love of my life. And my love of my life had a heart operation. And when he had that heart operation, his doctor was astounded at his recovery. And his doctor said, you know what it is? It's your attitude.
Mm-hmm.
And my love of my life said, oh, it's my genes. And he said, oh, genes play a role. You know, your genetic history plays a role. But the thing that's done it for you is your attitude. Well, 2 months after having open heart surgery, he was flying aerobatics.
Wow.
Go figure. Yep.
Yeah. Well, you know, interestingly, you said that we all, or that many of us, and you used the word we, have some of these things taken from us as a child. I can relate to that because as a child I had a vivid imagination, very active, and I was able to dream big. And then as I grew older, for whatever reason, I wasn't able to dream as big, and I became caught up with concerns and worries and things that were limiting, that limited my ability to project a positive attitude. And so I'm wondering how you cultivated that positive attitude, what spiritual steps you took, what action you took within yourself, because I've heard it said, and I believe it to be true, that it's an inside job in order to get to that place.
It must be an inside job because there's 5 kids in my family, and they're all very different. So we all had the same upbringing. And we were all raised to believe that we could do anything that we wanted to do without limits. Anything we set our mind to. Now, I watched my father work every single day for 35 years without missing a day. And I watched him secretly help so many people. He was a principal of a school and a high school teacher. And in his lunch hours, he tutored students that were having difficulties, and he helped them get through that. And I was so amazed. He never told a soul about what he'd done. And I was there when he died. And he never had time to really enjoy his retirement. And it was so sad because he was always putting things off for a rainy day, putting things off, you know, I'll do this, saving stuff. We had nice stuff in the house, that's for guests. This kind of thing. You know, and he worked and worked and worked, and then he was going to do his stuff when he retired. Well, he dropped dead. And I was there with him. I saw him. You know, I was talking to him. I left. I came back 7 minutes later, and he was lying there. I ran up to him. I put my hand in front of his face, no breath. I held his pulse, no pulse. And I started crying over him, and I went like, oh, my God, you know, you'll never see your grandchildren. And I was crying. None of us had had children at that time of the 5 kids. But I was crying about that. And then I thought, oh my God, I don't have to be bad anymore. I'd spent my whole life in defiance of him so that I could get his attention. Because there were three kids ahead of me that were just perfect kids. And then my younger brother was handicapped, so he got a lot of attention. And I thought, you know, the only way I'm going to stand out in this family is if I'm as bad as the bone, you know, like a real little socialite and party animal and all this stuff, which was the opposite of my goody two-shoes older brothers and sisters. So, all of a sudden, every single molecule of air became charged. And I felt my father's arms come down around me from up above. And I heard his voice inside my head, not in my ears, but inside. And he said, everything is peaceful here. It's okay. And I had a waking vision of my father walking in silhouette into this bright light. And it was so beautiful, and it was so peaceful. And I knew then and there that everything was okay. In the end, you know, in the dying part. I didn't fear death after that at all. And David, here's what I felt. I felt this poor man put off so much in his life. And I thought, I'll be damned if I'm going to do that. I am going to live my life to the fullest. But I had so many hurdles to overcome because he was a good man, but he believed money didn't grow on trees. Money was the root of all evil. I heard him give a speech one time. He was asked to speak about education, past, future, and present. And I was in the orchestra pit playing bass clarinet. And my father's up on the stage, and he said, he started off with a sense of humor. He said, I've been asked to speak about education, past, future, and present. He said, I feel like a mosquito in a nudist colony. Where do I start? Ah. And then he went on and he said, you know, you can con anybody in business, but you can't con a plant to grow. And this stuck in my brain. You know, he thought the middleman was the bad guy and all this stuff. So I've had a lot of layers of the onion to peel in order to bring myself to the place where I understand that money is a current. It's currency. It flows. It's affluence. Money itself is neutral. It's not good. It's not bad. It's just energy. So if we can take that energy and we can redistribute that energy and put it into the hands of heart-centered people, what miracles can happen? How we can change the world? What we can do? And so, David, I have dedicated the majority of my lifetime. I've worn many different hats. I've started 9 companies and this and that. I've worked in systems and technology and God knows what else, you know. I love change. I love challenge. So I've learned all these things. But the thing is, I never had, always, almost as a hobby, and eventually people insisted on paying me. I was an integrative health coach. And I was also hired as a consultant to go in as a business strategist and look at communication breakdowns in business flows and so on. But the thing that was always missing in my coaching and my working with people, I never had that little piece to help them become wealthy. I could help them to become healthy. I could help them to shift their mindset, but I didn't have that little piece. And now, if you picture one of those toys, you know those kids' toys that's got donuts, 3 donuts that sit on a white pole? Like the big white red donut, and then the blue donut, and then the green donut. You know what I mean, right? I love those toys. Yeah, so simple, so tactile. Yeah, so the bottom donut is self-development. It's training. It's learning how to communicate, how to listen, how to tap into your joy, how to give 110%. How to identify exactly what you want and write it down. How to spell out why you want to reach those goals. How to list the obstacles that you want. How to find inspiration to bring you to action and the know-how to do it. And then the activity knowledge you need to keep that going. How to take all of those barriers, like I had, all of those things that were given to me that weren't even mine. It was like I was going through the grocery store of life and all these food things were piling into my cart and they didn't even belong to me. They came from my parents, my friends, my family, all these people around me, but they weren't mine. We're born free. We're born joyous. We're born complete. And then everything starts to go to hell in a handbag. You know? We get all that stuff drilled out of us. Well,
right.
I personally choose clarity. I choose joy. I choose to get back at that. And now that I have those donuts, the big donuts, all that self-development, and for me, if you really want to be successful at whatever you want to do, you're going to spend 80% of your time developing yourself. Because your success is directly related to the value you bring. So you want to make yourself very valuable. And your income cannot exceed your growth. So you have to be in a place where you are expanded enough to be able to receive the income for the value that you're giving. And then the next donut is something that I discovered purely by accident. And you know about this. This is this, like, kick-ass, if you'll excuse my expression, skin technology. It's absolutely amazing. It's from the tomb to the womb, the cradle to the grave, from like, diaper rash all the way up to bed sores. It's helping everybody all along the way. It's helping people that have acne. It's helping people that have psoriasis, eczema, this and that and so on. Well, how come it's doing that? It's doing that because it's creating an environment that is allowing the body to heal itself. So it's not doing the healing. It's just like stitches. You put stitches on a cut. Those stitches are man-made stitches. They're not doing the healing. They're allowing your body to heal. It's like a cast on your arm. It's not doing it. It might be this fiberglass cast you got strapped on there, but it's creating that environment that are allowing your bones to heal themselves. So for me, this is like fun, 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 fun. And in amongst this unique skin technology, there's a daytime mask. And the daytime mask for me is like a godsend because I've become sensitive to electromagnetic radiation, Wi-Fi, smart meters, all this stuff. And for me, it's just a delight because this helps protect me from computer screens and fluorescent lighting, all this different stuff. Like I used to go into a Home Depot and, man, I couldn't wait to get out of there. I felt just absolutely horrible. My skin would start prickling. Well, it doesn't do that anymore. It's just like, whew. And David, the biggest thing of all is anti-aging for men. Believe it or not, all us baby boomers are going kicking and screaming. And men don't want to go up to some counter, you know, with a lineup behind them of these snickering women and have their little anti-aging cream that they plunk down on the counter. They don't want to do that, but they're happy to purchase it online. You know, they're happy to be able to set up a wholesale account and get these things that are just going to make them look so gorgeous. You know, it's fun. It's really fun. So for me, I'm a researcher, and I dig. I dig and 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 I dig. And I can't say that I'm looking for the negatives, but I'm insatiably curious. It's not idle curiosity. I just love learning, and I love finding out about things. So the more I dug into this skin technology, the more it's come up smelling roses, and the happier I am. So then if we get back to those donuts, okay, we got the bottom donut, the big red donut. Okay, self-development, self-awareness, learning to communicate, learning to dream, learning to set goals, learning to improve and create more value in your life and shed the limiting beliefs because you're your worst enemy and the only one that can stop you. Then the next one is that incredible skin technology that the founders, I'm in awe of. Every single aspect of it, I'm in awe of. And then the top donut is this like amazingly lucrative way that we can tap into wealth. And it's not namby-pamby, whoop-de-flighty stuff, you know, where like, you know, you're learning the psychology of money. It's not that. It's an actual proven system where there are 5 millionaires in the town I'm living in 5 years. And I'm going, okay. You know, I may be from Missouri, but this works. I can see it. I can see it in front of my eyes. You know?
Well, and David, those pants are great, you know? They really are.
Yeah. And you were with me, David. You were with me. You watched this gal who is a single mom, Mary. You watched her being inducted into the Millionaire Club. She was a single mom from the town next to me, and she has 2 boys, one of them special needs. And she got laid off. There were 300 people that got laid off. And she took a year's severance pay when her company closed. She took that year's severance pay, and she investigated every single company she could find because she thought to herself, I'm going to find something I can do that I cannot be fired from. I'm going to find something I can do where there will be no limit to my income. I'm going to find something I can do where I can spend more time with my boys. And she went through 29 companies, investigating them, researching them, looking at the whole thing. And this was the 29th company that she found. And I went interesting. And when she sold her living room furniture because her year severance pay was up, she flew on a plane ticket from her living room furniture sale and she went and met with the 3 founders and grilled them for 4 hours.
Wow.
And yeah, she had a list of questions a mile long because she wanted to know everything. Were they financially solvent? Were they ever going to go public? This, that, and everything. She found out every little detail. She came back going, oh, my God, I love these guys. Their integrity is so amazing. And the thing is that I had no idea what I was getting into. I had no idea. I had no idea that be so incredibly fulfilling and that this would be an opportunity to really and truly help people to blossom, to flourish, to become all that they can be. And at the same time, as they're learning and stumbling and picking themselves up again and stumbling and picking themselves up again, they're earning all along the route. And I mean, if you're a mother and you have a child and your child starts walking and falls down trying to learn to walk, are you going to say, well, dear, come on, that's it. You've had your try. You know, it's okay. You don't have to walk. No, you're going to let your kid fall down and get back up and fall down and get back up and fall down and get back up. And the kid, too, is going to want to do it.
That's
because
right.
They want to walk. Well, somehow or other, we have this total misconception. So like you were reading at the beginning where you said, you know, employers think, how little can I pay this person without them quitting? And the employee thinks, how little can I do without being fired? David, this is so different. This is where you want to go that extra mile. You want to give so much more because you're the CEO of your own life. You're creating your own economy. And when you give 100% to help somebody else, the most amazing thing starts happening. You start helping yourself. Without realizing it, it comes back and it reflects right back to you. So you know how in the world that we usually think of, when we're thinking of our J-O-B, it's like dog eat dog, backstabbing, hoarding knowledge, being cruel, you know, that kind of thing. The competitive world that we live in. Well, this is the opposite. This is the opposite. Everything you learn that works, you want to share that with your team. You want to share it. You want to just move forward. And Bob Proctor from The Secret, he calls this model moral compensation. And he said, if I had known about this type of teamwork a long, long time ago, this is how I would have done everything. And surprisingly enough, the founders of this company, they've had so much success in their own life with taking this oil engine additive called Slick 50 from 15 million up to 350 million in 6 years for this man. And then he sold them the company at half its value, and he financed it for them. So overnight, he turned them into multimillionaires. He said, I couldn't have done this without you. I'm giving you a piece of the pie. So he did that for them, but he said, there's a caveat. You have to pay it forward later. You have to find some way that you can help other people become wealthy. Well, they went on to have multiple successes. They invented the lockbox for realtors. They invented a scanner for the construction industry, and that technology is used in grocery store scanning now, and all this stuff. But everything they'd done was business to business, or, you know, business to consumer. But they had never, ever done anything like this before. And Lonnie, one of the founders of this company, he said, if I'd known about this before, I would have done everything this way. He said, this is the most rewarding thing that has ever happened. And he said, I feel like people are putting their trust and their dreams into my hands. And it's up to me to take really good care of them and nurture those dreams and make sure that that trust is earned. Well, I feel the same way, David. I feel the same, exact same way. And I know, I just know deep down in my soul that if we can find something that we can dedicate ourselves to that's bigger than we are, that's going to help other people, and help other people expand and grow, the rewards are gigantic. And that affiliation and those friendships that we create for life are never, ever going to let us down. We can shape ourselves into the people that we want to be. We can be the world that we want to be. And it was really interesting because I just posted something on my Facebook page about intergalactic peace and the disclosure movement, and how they've kept it silent about the fact that we have had ETs visiting us and UFOs visiting us for years. And they've known about this, and they've kept this quiet because they didn't want us to know that we didn't even have to use fossil fuels since the 40s. We've known about all this propulsion that's anti-gravity, or not even anti-gravity, but it uses gravity in a different way. It defies the rules. And so on. And it uses quantum physics and so on to propel like these spaceships. They're there and then they're gone and so on. And we have that propulsion, but it hasn't been given to the people. And yet, you know, there have been people that have said, okay, we're going to start the first war that's going to happen is, you know, we're going to have the people fighting the people for nations and stuff. And then we're going to have the people fighting the terrorists. And then we're going to have the people fighting the ETs. And this is just, the whole thing is playing out. And it's like totally ridiculous because we do not need to have that. And we do not have to buy into that fear. Because, you know, really, fear is just faith in reverse.
That's right.
And we have so much going for us, David. And if we start this on our own little personal turf, instead of working for somebody else that isn't appreciating us, that we don't get paid for our value, and so on. If we start building teams of people where people are helping people, and we're really doing something in a fantastically different way, that is going to change everything. That's going to change things in such a huge, dramatic way. And we can start doing that. We can start becoming emissaries. We can put ourselves into a place spiritually, psychologically, physically, can put ourselves into a place where we are in such joy and we are tapped into such a high frequency that we are able to be ambassadors ourselves. We, the people, can be the ambassadors for the ETs. We, the people, can be the ambassadors for the other people. We don't have to think about all these divisions and the difference in our religion and the difference in our gender and the difference in our sexual orientation and the difference and the difference and the difference. We can start realizing that we're all one lollipop with all these different stripes of colors on it.
That's right.
And we can start having tolerance and acceptance and love. And this is not just idle talk. I am doing this now with my work, and you are doing this now. We are doing this. And it's so cool. And I mean, admittedly, you know, nothing is like get rich quick type stuff. And nothing is super success immediately. So, like I said, you know, if somebody's a doctor, wants to be a doctor, they're going to study for 13 years. They're going to take themselves out of the job market. They're going to pay a hefty fee to be able to go to school to learn all this stuff. And then they're going to start with a residency, and then they're going to start actually working. So it's going to be a long haul, at least 13 years out of the market, you know? Well,
right.
What makes us think that we can just hop into this new career and have instant success? We have to pay the price for what we want. If we want to be successful, we have to develop ourselves so that we are creating value for others, because our success will be directly related to the value. And I can't think of anything more fun. Getting paid to be beautiful. You know, I'm de-aging. David, I get up in the morning now, okay? 5-6 months later since I started this, I get up in the morning and I'm looking in the mirror. I'm doing this little happy dance. It's like, whoa, baby. I love it. I just love, love, love. Looking better all the time. And I had this wicked scar on my leg that was horrendous. They were going to amputate my leg. And it's going away. And I never even thought that would be humanly possible. So go figure. You know, turns you on about working with people.
Well, I just really, really enjoy interactions with people. I enjoy ideas. I enjoy a sense of communion with people. I enjoy, in this instance, I enjoy the teamwork, the support, the love that is absolutely amazing. I've never felt more supported and nurtured by people that I've worked with before. And that's just such an unusual thing in my life, as far as working within a company setting goes, because there always was a structure where I started out as a peon, and then there was always somebody to report to. And here it's like one great big family where everybody respects one another, everybody is on equal turf, if you will, and everybody is willing to help raise you up, where it raised me up in this instance. So it's just been a real joy for me to come on board and work with people like you and Brenda Pierce, who I've interviewed on the show before, and Allison.
Darlene. Sure, Darlene.
St. Andy. You know, it's been wonderful.
You know, it's so cool because I would never have known you. I would never have had the opportunity to know you. And I didn't know you. So it was I met you through Brenda. But what a gem you are. Like, what a joy and a treat it has been. And to meet talk to Robbie and get Robbie's energy. I mean, my goodness, what an amazing soul. And it's just fun, 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 and more fun. And what I'd like to do is I'd like to share with people, if I may, I'd like to give a link where people can learn more about this if they'd like to. Is that okay with you, David?
That would be perfect. I was hoping you'd share that.
Okay. So if you have a pen and a piece of paper and you can write this down, we're all about education and understanding. So in my personal opinion, I think this is like the best gift in the world. And it's been wrapped up in the most gorgeous wrapping paper with the most beautiful bow, and it's sitting right beside your birthday cake. And it's up to you to open it if you want. But I know what's in it. David knows what's in it. And we're grinning. We got this like shit-eating grin on our face because we know what's in that box. And I didn't know. When I opened that box, I had no flippin' idea what was in that box. In fact, I had a lot of misconceptions. So it's been a nice surprise for me. So if you've got this now, write this down. bit.ly/proc for create. CREATE. So capital C, create. Then capital A for A. And then capital B for beautiful. BEAUTIFUL. Capital L for life. LIFE. So it's bit.ly/create a beautiful life. And each of the words is capitalized. So again, bit.ly/CREATE A BEAUTIFUL LIF. And I'm telling you, it is so much fun learning about this. So you'll have an opportunity to explore this and understand that this is something that strips away everything. It doesn't matter who you know. That's not going to help you. It doesn't matter whether you have your PhD or whether you have grade 3 education. Absolutely irrelevant whether you are rich or whether you are poor. It makes no difference whether you're a homosexual, a lesbian, a bisexual, heterosexual, whatever sexual you might be. It doesn't matter whether you're black, white, red, yellow, or green. It's completely up to you. It's you. It's you and the value you're ready to bring to the table. So if you're used to that competitive world, you're going to find something completely new. And even somebody so spiritually connected, somebody so evolved as David, somebody who has been through the trials and tribulations that have taken his piece of coal and forged it into a diamond, even somebody like David is saying this is something he's never, ever experienced before. And I'm telling you, it's just like goosebump material, or God bump, as Brenda calls it. You know, it's completely different. So I highly, highly recommend that people give themselves an opportunity to dream again. Give themselves an opportunity to really fly. Just let yourself fly. We've only got this life. You know, I mean, we probably have a lot more. But this is the only one I know of. For a fact, right now, I'm here now. And I don't want to go into that light that my father went into with my song not sung. I want to just milk it for everything it's worth. Everything in this life. And you know something? I've just been through some really crappy stuff lately. You know, I lost my soulmate. Just, you know, came and moved with me in November, proposed in December, and died in January. And my world turned upside down. I had a choice. I could have gone inside and really been crushed, or I could have expanded and reached out and found my joy. And that's what I'm doing. And my joy is in helping people transform, David. I'm not talking about lateral changes like being an alcoholic and then drinking 10 cups of or 15 cups of coffee a day. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about breakthroughs, massive transformations. And transformations that you go through and you can't undo. You can't slip back because you can't undo what you know. Once you know what you know it. And it's just amazing. It's amazing fun to be a part of something that's collaboration and be a part of something that's locking arms and moving forward and creating that beautiful life. So, gosh, it's fun. And I thank you I thank you for just being you. You are super special. And your talents.
Back at you. And you know what I like? I like the way you keep using the word choice. It's something that a lot of people seem to forget that they always have, no matter what it is that they think, say, or do. It's all a matter of choice. And why would anybody choose anything that was not positive for themselves? Why would anybody choose to look at the negative or choose to focus on something that doesn't take them on an upward curve? Why would anybody choose something that doesn't bring them hope, leading to a place of faith? It makes no sense. And I think that the bottom line that I've come to see for myself after years of spinning around and digging holes deeper and deeper and deeper is that what makes sense is the way to go. And keeping it simple is the way to go. And you presented something today that is very simple. It makes sense. If you've listened to what Allison has had to say and it's resonated with you, then all you need to do is go to that website that she's given you and be willing to take a chance on yourself. Be willing to take a chance on realizing a dream. When I was a little boy, and I'm sure this was the case for most of you, if you saw Pinocchio, there was a song, "When You Wish Upon a Star." And what's the final part? The punchline to it is, "When you wish upon a star, your dreams come true." And just think about how you felt when you heard that song. You believed it, didn't you? I certainly did. And then somewhere along the way, I lost that belief. I lost that faith in myself. And so if you can remember that feeling that you had when you heard that song, then you're in a place where you're ready to move. And you can follow some of the steps that Allison has laid out for you. And it is an inside job. But no matter who you are, no matter what road you've been down, you've been given an opportunity today to experience something that will lead you to a life beyond your wildest dreams. And I encourage you to make the decision that you are worth it, that you are willing to go the extra mile, that you can do anything you set your mind to.
So true. So very true. So, David, I'd like to just give that link one more time, and then I'm going to have to scoot.
Absolutely.
Okay. So it's bit.ly/ create a beautiful life with each of the words capitalized. And David,
well,
thank you
so much, Allison.
Oh, I thank you. You're absolutely delightful, and I've been listening to your music. Wonderful.
Oh,
ooh, you're
good.
A man of many talents.
Well, we all are, and we tend to forget that. We all have our own unique gifts, and we bring so many unique flavors to this world when we just follow our passions, and sometimes that even takes some work. But whatever makes us feel good is an indicator that we're moving in the direction that's right for us. And you certainly have given folks some food for thought tonight, and I thank you for that. And once you sign off, I will just let folks know some of the upcoming shows. If you need to get going, that's perfectly okay. And I'll just announce the schedule to folks. So, Allison, thank you so much.
Well, thank you very much, David, and thank you, everyone, for joining us. Appreciate it.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Allison. Have a great night.
Thanks, you too. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. So, anyhow, the show broadcasts every Sunday, Monday, Thursday, and Friday. And I have some very exciting upcoming shows. The end of the month, I have 3 spiritually gifted people coming on board. Athena Starr will be on October 29th. She's a regular. I have Jessie Ann Nichols George, a code reader of Life Blueprint, and she's also an author. and she will take you on a spiritual journey. She has many different gifts. And then on Halloween, I have Kat Edwards, who's a brilliant psychic from Australia, who will be giving free readings. So please check back in from time to time. You can always go to blogtalkradio.com/AuthorDavidClark to find out my upcoming shows. And even though the outgoing message states that we're found on a certain website, you can find all of the shows archived on both blogtalkradio.com and freespiritbroadcasting.com. So once again, we come to a close. Now we can pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There's no real thing as separation, except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize.